have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Hark, the herald angels sing. Hi, I'm Dr. Lowe, host of The Loretta Petite Show, heard here on Elation Radio. Hey, amidst the jingle bells, decking the halls, the great food, fun, and family, remember that Jesus is still the reason for the season. Hey, friends, on behalf of my family to yours, we wish you love, joy, peace, a safe, and a very Merry Christmas.
Christmas all over the world. We've come with a simple reminder. Don't forget Jesus, the Savior of the world. Don't forget, He is the reason for it all. Let's sing it, friends.
Christmas without Jesus. Let's sing it, friends.
reason, y'all.
Come on and praise God tonight. Come on. Hey, yes, praise him tonight. For he has been better to us than we could be to ourselves. So we're going to give God some glory. We're going to give him some praise. Put your sanctified hands together and give God a hand clap of praise tonight. Hallelujah. Listen, I missed my song that says open your mouth and say something. So tonight we're going to say something unto the Lord. Amen. For he is just so wonderful. He's marvelous. There's so many adjectives that we could use to describe God. But God is a great God. He's a good father. There's just so many things that we could say about him. And we would never run out of things to say. So we're excited tonight. Amen. We bless the Lord for this opportunity. Amen. We just thank God. So listen, take a few minutes. Go ahead and tag someone. Go ahead and call them up and let them know that I'm on tonight. Go ahead and inbox them. Whatever you have to do, get them on the line. Amen. Whatever it takes, get them here. There is a word from the Lord. And I want y'all to be ready. I want you to have your mind set to receive or to really download tonight what God want to say to you. I want your hearts ready to receive. I want your ears open to hear. Let the Spirit hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to the church. We need to hear tonight. Amen. Glory to God. So we're going to go ahead and get our accolades out of the way. We want to thank Bishop James Hunter. Amen. My husband, my pal, my buddy, my best friend, the father of all of our five children. I thank God for him tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The pastor for the bishop over for Everflowing Ministries. Amen. And I thank God for my best friend, right? So also, I want to thank Dr. Kimmy Kim. Come on, y'all. Let's give it up for Dr. Kimmy Kim. That woman is so phenomenal. She's always busy doing things for others, helping others, and helping building or advancing the kingdom. I love that about her. She's always pushing kingdom. And God, my God, she just don't know. She's really setting herself up for one of the major blessings, the biggest blessing she's ever seen in her life. So I do honor you tonight, Dr. Kimmy Kim. Amen. And the Elations family, the Elations radio, and the Elations magazine. So we do bless the Lord tonight. Amen. All right. Now, y'all, make sure you get them on here. I need for y'all to get out of yourself. Get out of your dispositions. Go ahead and repent to God. Whatever you did earlier that you shouldn't have done, whatever you said earlier that you shouldn't have said, go ahead and ask God to forgive you. Amen. You cannot go throughout the day letting things slide. I'll deal with it later. No, deal with it right then. Wherever the spirit show up at that is negative, deal with that negative spirit then, and you won't have to deal with it later. If you put that fire out when it starts to burn or ignite, then you won't have to worry about the after effect of the fire. Because, you know, in the after effect, then you may have a burn, things may be burned down or whatever happens. So fix, you know, handle things head on. Stop running from the enemy. Stop running from your adversary. You are supposed to be chasing him, not him chasing you. Right? Hallelujah. So listen, let us go into prayer. Father, we thank you tonight for this opportunity. We thank you for allowing us to be here yet another week. Lord God, we love you. We appreciate you. We adore your sweet name. There is no one like you in all the earth. Lord, you're a great God. We thank you for being who you are. Lord God, we thank you for favor, favor, favor. Father, we thank you. We thank you, God. Hallelujah, for how you've taken care of us. You've provided for us. You've taken care of our families. God, we thank you for how you keep opening up doors that no man can shut. You're giving us many opportunities, oh God, that some would have never had in their lifetime. So, Father, you are blessing us indeed. Even in a pandemic, you are blessing. Even after the pandemic, you're still blessing. So, Father, you've been with us before. You are the same God back then. You are the same God right now. You never change. So, Father, I thank you for your unchanging hand. Father, we appreciate you tonight for what you're going to release. Father, as you release this word, open up our hearts to receive it, oh God. Let us digest it. Oh my God, let us digest it, oh God. Let us let our minds process it and download it, oh God, so that it'll sink in, and so that we'll have something to feast off of. Father, we thank you for allowing us to continue to do your will. Father, we thank you for allowing us to continue to obey your voice, and a stranger we won't follow. So, Father, we ask today that you will continue throughout the rest of this evening to prepare us for what is to come, to warn us, awaken us about what is here. And we give you praise for it tonight. We give you honor for it. And we give you glory. It's all in your matchless Son Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. So listen, we are so grateful, amen, for yet another opportunity to speak to God's people. So for those of you that are under the sound of my voice tonight, God has you on his mind. For those of you that will come back by replay, God has you on his mind. You know, some oftentimes we feel as if God has forsaken us, and if God, he's not hearing us or he's not answering us fast enough. We oftentimes, some of us second guess. Oh, the things that God has even spoken to us, we begin to second guess it because we feel like he's not moving in the timing of when we think it should be done. I want you to know that God is the Father of time, right? And his timing is not your timing, okay? Because the Bible declares that one day, amen, to him, is one day to us is as 1,000 days to him. So you just sit there and calculate that. If one day to us is as 1,000 days. My God, that's a long time. Come on. So that lets us know that he's the God of time. Amen. And time is in his hands, right? And that means, like with us, time is not in our hands. Amen. The timing is in the hands of the Lord because he knows when we're going to come here and he knows when we're going up out of here. So I say this tonight. We need to be more appreciative of what God has blessed us with. Number one, stop trying to keep up with the Joneses. Stop trying to keep up with the Kardashians, right? Live your life, the life that God gave you. Some of us can't be in the limelight because we don't know how to act. We lack character. Yes, we do. And we lack integrity. So some can't have that kind of lifestyle. But whatever the Lord has afforded you to have, you ought to be appreciative of that because some people don't have it. You would be surprised to know the people who wish they were in your shoes. You would be surprised to know that there are people right now that they would trade places with you anytime. Oh, my God, you got people that wish they could go to a building, and yet you say you ain't ready to go back to church because you want church to be as usual. I'm telling you, you got people who wish they could walk, and go give God some glory. You got people who wish they could talk and say, thank you, Jesus. And you have the opportunity every day that you are awakened to say, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. And you won't do it. Oh, my God. Only time you want to say Jesus' name is when you're going through. But I want to tell you tonight, you're going to have to change your mind. You have to change your outlook on life because if you don't realize the reason that you're here, that means why you're here, who is the person that brought you here, who is the person that can take you out of here, what is your plans for being here, how long do you expect to be here, do you, because you know there's some of us that are saying, Lord, we don't mind waiting. Some people have just said, Lord, you have been so good to me, and Lord, if you don't bless me, if you don't ever bless me again, you've already done enough. Some of us have seen great days. Some of us have seen great days, bad days, ugly days, rainy days, cloudy days, sunny days, all kinds of days. But what we have to understand is we must be appreciative of these days. We're getting into the word, but I just want to talk to some of you. You're not grateful enough. You take things for granted. You take God for granted. You act as if he have to bless you. You act as if he have to. Listen, he promised that he will supply your needs according to his riches and glory. So that means all of your needs he shall supply. Some of you get the money every month. He supplies the money every month for you to pay your bills. What you do? You go to the casino. You go get you some pills. You go get you some liquor. You go partying. You go shopping. Some women be buying a man. Some men be buying a woman. So, I mean, it's all kinds of things, but you're not paying your bills. So when your rent is double, you can't blame God. Don't run to God because he gave you the money to pay it. Come on here. You are going to have to prioritize what is more important, right? Is your mortgage more important or is your rent more important for you to have a roof over your head and over the head of your children? Or is just living a life? You know, some of you live for Fridays and Saturdays and Sundays. What I mean by that, you can't wait till Friday to get here because you're going to party all weekend long. You're going to get up Monday morning smelling like the whole weekend, but you're going to get up and you're going to go on that man's job. You're going to be on time, dragging it all. You're going to be on time. But when it's time for God, you can't make church on time. You can't make choir rehearse on time. You can't make prayer meeting on time. You can't make ministerial training on time. You are never on time. But for work, I got a problem with that. See, what Judah forgot about is God is the source. The jobs are just a resource. He can pull you off any job he wants to. He can close those jobs in your face at any time because he's over all of that. You got to realize the one who's over it. Some of you get promotions. First thing you do is pick up the phone. Child ain't promoting me. Child got the job. Child. But what about saying, hallelujah, Lord, I thank you for blessing me? Because promotion comes from God. But you don't do that. You calling everybody because now you got a little money to mess up. I'm trying to tell y'all something. You better stop spending frivolously because I know that I said that word all wrong, but you know what I said. Because if you don't stop when you need something, you won't have it. I'm not saying be frugal. I'm not frugal, but I know I got family members who are very frugal because they make great big money, but they so frugal. I'm never going to be frugal with myself. I don't believe God intended for us to be that way. When he is the God of abundance, come on here. If you ain't got it, ask God to dispatch your angel of abundance to go get your money. Come on here. Ask your angel of abundance to bring it to you. Hallelujah. Whatever you need. I don't believe God wants us to be stingy with our own self. Come on, that don't make no sense. You mean to tell me I'm going to work hard all of my life? The Bible says that he wants you to enjoy the fruit of your labor. And some of you around here, you get paid and you won't put nothing on your back. You ain't never about a design or nothing one time of your life because it's too much. Oh, no, I'll just keep getting purchased from Payless, Dollar Store, Family Dollar, you know, man, Walmart, you know, occasionally. It's a shame that you're going to be frugal with yourself and your children when you can afford to put some decent clothes on them. It does not have to be expensive. And listen, let me say this. You can get some good clothing from Walmart for your children. Dress them up. Oh, yes, you can. You know, but listen, when you get a man, everybody know you got one now. Because see, now you're buying, you're spending money, you're buying steak and shrimp, and your children ain't never had no steak. It's a shame. You mean to tell me I got to wait to get a man to feed my children, the creme of the crop, to feed them the best of the best, the finest beef, the finest pork, the finest salmon? Baby, we ain't waiting on no man to come to treat our children. You got to culture your kids. You got to take them on adventure. You got to take them in different countries. Let them study other countries and see how they live. They should, and for your daughters, men who have daughters, the father should be the first man that the daughter ever loved, not in no sexual way, but you should buy your daughter roses on Valentine's Day if that's what you choose. That's nice. Or a box of candy. Take it to the school or some roses and balloons, and then show her how a man is supposed to treat her so that she will not settle for anything less. Amen, Apostle. You teaching good. You can't get a hand clap, but you teaching good. Your daughter should know how that if a boy want to take them to Burger King, tell them you don't need that. You can buy your own Happy Meal. Whatever. You can buy your own McDonald's. You can buy your own Happy Meal. You don't need nobody taking you to no McDonald's or no Burger King. Tell them to take you to Ruth Chris. Come on here. You got to, I said that. That shows that you know the value. Let your kids know that they have to have value, principles, morals about themselves, that they don't ever sell themselves out. Young ladies, you should never sell yourself for cheap. If you look cheap, they're going to treat you cheap. I ain't telling you to go out and be high dollar when you go out. No, I'm saying be modest. But it's a way that you carry yourself. A man will treat you the way that you carry yourself. If you got on Daisy Dukes, he's going to treat you like a whore. Yeah, he's going to want to sleep with you, but he's still going to treat you like a whore. Because that's going to be all on his mind. That's going to be his whole conversation. But if you come looking dignified, you know what I'm saying? You just dress really nice. And I ain't talking about with the gold. I'm not talking about flashy. I'm talking about nice. Then they'll have more respect for you. Clothing matters when you're meeting a man. Clothing tell a lot about you. Your clothes tell a lot about you. How well you value yourself. How well you respect yourself. Y'all didn't think clothing matter. Yo, it matters. Because some of you sanctified folks. You don't know how to dress. God need to change your garments, because some of you come to church breast all out, dress too short. Yeah, where they do that at? I think we need to have a class on, y'all say, well, God say, come as you are. No, he ain't talking about it like that. If you are already in the church, you ought to know how to properly dress. He's talking to those who have not been learned, who don't even know anything about church. If they don't have nothing but jeans, let them come on in there. Because it was not what matters when they come, it's how they leave. Come on. Because when they come in, they may come in one way. But when God get through and take over, they're going to leave a whole total different way. And they'll begin to watch you, those that are in leadership. They'll look at you and see how you dress. And if they don't have it, then somebody in the church ought to be able to dress them. Come on. Why y'all want to talk about folks, but y'all don't open. Put your money where your mouth is. If you're going to talk, go buy them something to wear. Amen. Let us get into the word. I done talked enough. Amen. Glory to God. Ain't nobody mad but Slewfoot. If you have your Bibles, go with me to Isaiah, the 43rd chapter. Hallelujah. We moving on. Isaiah, the 43rd chapter. I'm going to begin to read. Hallelujah. At the 16th verse. Thus saith the Lord, which maketh the way in the sea, and a path in the mighty waters, which bringeth forth the chariot and horse, the army and the power, that shall lie down together. They shall not rise. They are extinct. They are quenched as tow. Remember ye not the former thing. Neither consider the things of old. God don't want you to remember the former things. That's your past. Things that happened in the past, God said, let it go. Let it go, let it go, let it go. In order for you to move on, you got to let it go. Hallelujah. Is that right? Neither consider the things of old things. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. All this obsolete stuff. Stop bringing it up. Stop trying to rehash. If it don't fit, don't force it. Come on, let's keep moving. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? That's a question. I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the depth. The beasts of the field shall honor me, the dragons and the owls, because I give waters in the wilderness, this God talking, and rivers in the desert to give drink to my people, my chosen. Mm-hmm. God always look out for his chosen ones. Maybe I'm going to tell you something in just a minute. Y'all think God ain't thinking about us? Oh, yes, he is. He has us on his mind. These people have I formed for myself. They shall show forth my praise. God have formed us for himself. We were created to praise him. That is why we're here, to praise him. The trees have a way of praising them. Come on here. Hallelujah. The moon have a way of praising God. The birds got a way that they praise God. The rocks even cry out. Come on here. Everything that have breath got to praise ye the Lord. My God. Even the roaches in your house, when it's time, they're going to give them praises. I'm telling you, everything going to praise God. Hallelujah. Your husband that don't even call on God, he going to begin to praise him. Everything. The Bible begins to declare that every knee shall bow and every tongue must confess. They're going to praise God. You better hear me. The angels in heaven are praising him. They're calling him Hosanna. I'm telling you, everything. You got to give God praise. And those things that don't give him praise, those things that are no longer considered his, they no longer have his DNA because they have sold themselves to Satan. Amen. Hallelujah. But thou hast not called upon me, O Jacob, but thou hast been weary of me, O Israel. Glory to God. I'm going to stop right there, I think. I'm going. Thou hast not brought me the small cattle of thy burnt offerings, neither hast thou honored me with thy sacrifices. I have not caused thee to serve with an offering, nor wearied with incense, wearied thee with incense. Thou hast brought me no sweet cane with money, neither hast thou filled me with the fat of thy sacrifices, but thou hast made me to serve with thy sins. Thou hast worried me with thine iniquities. I am he that blotted out thy transgressions for my own sake, and will not remember thy sins. Lord, have mercy. Y'all see that? Y'all be trying to tell me, he ain't forgave. When God forgives you of your sins, he throws them into the sea of forgetfulness to remember no more. You see, right? He says, and I will not remember thy sins. He's not going to remember. That's when you come to him godly sorry and repenting. But if you don't repent of your sins, then he says, put me in remembrance. Let us plead together. Declare thou that thou may be justified. Thy first father have sinned, and thy teachers have transgressed against me. Therefore, I have profaned the princes of the sanctuary and have given Jacob to the curse and Israel to reproaches. Glory to God. So I'm going on back up, and I'm going to teach you just a few minutes. Hallelujah. Remember ye not the former thing. Oh, God, have mercy. Hallelujah. And neither consider the things of old. Listen, people of God, this is what God says, that God who builds a road right through the ocean, who carves a path through pounding waves, the God who summons horses and chariots and armies, they lie down and then can't get up. They're snuffed out like so many candles. Forget about what happened. Don't keep going over old history. Don't stop letting people hold you hostage to your past or what you did in the past. It's in the past. And if they foolish enough to bring it up, just tell them God settle that. Or God drop the charges. Whatever you want to tell them, just listen, dismiss it. Because you shouldn't allow them to have you feeling bad about something that a mistake. Everybody make a mistake. Even the smartest of smartest make a mistake. Even the best people. Just because a person made a mistake does not mean that they're not good people, right? Glory to God. But I want to deal with some things. Because God does not want us. He wants us to do away with it. Stop bringing it up. Stop worrying about what happened. Stop worrying about how they did you. Stop worrying about it. Because what you're doing is you keep rehashing. It's like you won't let it go. How do you think God is going to forgive you if you keep bringing it back up? You know, how you think that you're going to get over it if you keep bringing it back up? You shouldn't let nobody bring it up to you, and you should stop the noise. You have an opportunity or the ability to shut it down. Just shut it down. Let them know, I don't want to hear that. Don't bring that to me ever again. I would appreciate it if you kept it to yourself because it's in the past, and I'm definitely trying to move forward. But this tonight, this is what I want you to hear in the spirit. God says he's getting ready to use people in your life that you know not of, people that look strange to you. They may come padded. They may come pierced. They may be bald-headed. They may have those black earrings in both ears. God is doing a new thing. Hear me good. These people have a word in their mouth for you. They got your blessing, and they're going to be on point. You're going to have to stop trying to sum people up by the outer appearance, because God looks at the heart of man. We look at the outer, but God looks at the heart. And you're going to have to not look at what they look like on the outside. But God's going to send them to you. It could be a drunk. Uh-oh. It may even be a homeless person. It may be a prostitute, a homosexual, a lesbian, an adulterer, a liar. But God may give them the word for you to set you free. What are you saying, Apostle Hunter? I'm just saying, stop trying to sum people up, because what God is doing, and he's doing a new thing. So in order for him to get people from their past, some people dealing with things of the past, they went to a church. They got hurt by someone in the church. So the someone in the church didn't apologize and get things right. Some people had left the church and have never returned and vowed to never return. So what we have to do is deal with people right where they are. Stop trying to love them into heaven and you ain't first loved them right here on earth. Oh, that's good. You're trying to love them to heaven, and you won't even speak to them on earth. That don't make sense. You can't get before God and say, well, God, I love them. I love them. I love them in my heart. Well, God said, well, what did you do to help them get to him? You ain't getting nothing because you won't talk to them. Stop judging. Stop being prejudiced. That means to prejudge something. Stop being prejudiced about situations that you don't know of. Stop trying to judge somebody because of what somebody else told you. I get that so much. You know, Pastor, they said this about you. I said, but what did you say? See, you don't see when you come to me telling me about what folks said about me, please tell me your part. Because I'm one that will tell you I don't care what they say. And listen, it don't bother me, but let me tell you what I'm finna say to you. Because some people, when you tell me stuff somebody said about me, I look at you funny. Because as a woman of God and a woman who try to strive for excellence, and everything that I do, when people say, well, somebody said, you know what? I already know people talk about me. I'm not listening. It comes with the territory, right? When you come into this thing, when you are chosen, let me deal with that. When you are chosen by God and you answer the call of God and you're operating in the gift of God and then the fruits of the Spirit, when God say, do, you do. Surely, when you telling the truth and you're a truth carrier, you're going to have enemies. Don't nobody want a truth carrier around. Because why? They're going to give you the truth whether you want to hear it or not. See, y'all want people to appease your flesh. You want people to say, oh, girl, it's going to be all right. Go on, sleep with that man, that married man. Now, baby, I'm going to read you your titles clear. Because I don't play that mess. I don't like that kind of foolishness. See, y'all need people to hold you accountable. But the thing is, you think you know everything. I don't care how old you are. A little child can tell you something. I don't care how much knowledge you think you have. A person with a third-degree education can tell you something. So we got to get out of that. Because God says who we get ready to use is somebody that you would probably not even think. See, you're thinking. You're overthinking stuff. Well, why would God send me a trunk? Oh, well, maybe I was a drunk in my other life. What other life you had? Come on here. Y'all better stop letting the devil fool you. Now, God will use a drunk to tell you because, listen, drunk people that y'all say speak a sober mind. They telling you the truth about your mess. But he's sending people to you. I hope y'all hear me. That will have what you need in their mouth. And if you don't miss it because of being prejudiced of their outward appearance and judging them and summing them up because they don't look the part, you're going to miss the move of God in your neck, because some of them got the word of the Lord for you in their mouth. And because you're looking at their condition, because you're looking at their outward appearance, you want to sum them up. So let us do better. Let us do better. Y'all really need to get in alignment with the Father. If those of you on this line tonight on this side of my voice have felt like you have gotten off track, you feel like you know that you got a call, you know that God is dealing with you, but you're just too busy, then I'm going to tell you now, you better slow your tail down, because we are in the timing where you cannot be out of alignment with all these variances going on. We are God's people, and he's going to protect us. But then they're going to try to shut us out of everything, especially for those of us who will not take the vaccination, especially for those of us who see, because listen, these people done took vaccination. They done took the second one. Now they're getting the booster. Now why you got to take all that if you first said the first one's going to work? Now you got to get another one that's going to work, and that's going to kill you. Then I know, oh, man, listen, don't y'all be fooled. When these people, by the time they get to the second shot or by the first one, they're dying. They're dying. They're getting up out of here. The second shot, they're dying. And then for some of them, they're still here, and they got the boosters. Why you got to get boosters, one, boosters, two, all these different vaccinations in 1 year? My God, they gave you vaccinations and when you were a baby. But what happened was, as you got those, up until 12th grade, they try to give it to you, you know, so that that stuff will remain in your system forever. They were building your immune system, right? So you thought. Those vaccinations caused a lot of our children to have some form of deformality, or they were, it did something to them after those shots. Y'all parents, young parents, watch the shots. There are ways, because you do have rights to reject immunization. Yes, you can, right? Because you need to look up what's in them. But, you know, back then we just did what we were told, right? You know, not doing the research on it, but researching everything now. I'm telling you, better research everything. Even when they tell you the flu shot, you, ma'am, you want a flu shot? No, ma'am. You want this kind of shot? No, ma'am. Come on. Y'all got to use wisdom. Ask God. Ask God. Amen. Ask him. You ain't got no business getting your children, these babies, no immunization, vaccination for no COVID-19 or Delta variant or whatever. Lambda, they ain't talking about the Lambda. Then the Omicron was over there in Africa. Then they're trying to act like it's in America. Sit down somewhere, America, with all these lies. And y'all buy into it. Now y'all getting scared all over again. You got to know that the television tells a vision and is nothing but false narratives, false prophecies. It's not the truth. And you're buying into it. Now you're getting scared all over again. And then this little woman that comes on TV from the Mobile County Health Department, she's always laughing. That is, okay, if it's that serious, why are you laughing? Y'all need to pay attention. You need to watch as well as pray. My God, we take things for granted. And some of y'all, I thought y'all knew more than what I thought you knew. Some of y'all slipping. Y'all slipping on God. Lord, have mercy. But listen, he says he want to do a new thing. He says, I'm about to do a new thing. Hallelujah. It shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? Some of you don't even know it. He asked the question, shall you not know it? I know it. You should know it. We are living in different times, but he's doing a new thing in us. And some of us are praying harder, better than we've ever prayed. Some of us are serving, striving, pressing, pushing, you know, pressing in more than we've ever done before. Hallelujah. But he says, I'm about to do a new thing. It's springing forth now. God want to do a new thing in you tonight. I want to encourage every one of you to let God be God in your life. Let him do what he want to do. Let him show you, use you as his masterpiece in the earth. Let him navigate Let him navigate you. Hallelujah. Let him navigate you in this world. Let him navigate your life. Let him tell you his will for your life, the plans that he has for you, because he knows it, right? And there are plans of good and not of evil. God knows all of our expected ends. He never intended for us to be ignorant of Satan's devices. Never, never, never. We are not supposed to be ignorant, y'all. We're supposed to know what time it is. Y'all stop dropping the ball on God, because he didn't drop the ball on us. Hallelujah, glory to God. He says, I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. See, what's going on? When you in your wilderness experience, you know that's not. You ain't got nothing out there. I done told y'all this over and over and over. There's nothing out there, but God is trying to get something to you. But he said, even in your wilderness, I'll make a way. He'll make a way. Y'all don't hear me? He will make a way. Even in the desert, God is going to give you some water. I'm going to make some rivers. Come on. See, God is a provider. He is Jehovah Jireh. He's providing for us even when we don't deserve it. He still make a way. Even when we know we ain't did right, God still make a way. Who wouldn't serve a God like that? He is faithful in all of his ways. He's faithful to us when we're not faithful to him. But he still keeps on blessing. He still keeps on providing. He still keeps on protecting. He still keeps on covering us. Ooh, Lord have mercy. Who wouldn't serve a God like this? So I want y'all to be careful. Be careful of who God brings before you. Don't be so quick to not hear. But always be watchful, right? Because after me telling you this and you begin to start looking at people that's coming wanting to say something, be careful of what they say, mindful of what they say. Because again, the ones that he's sending, you may not even know them. But we got to get our focus back on God. It is so important now that we focus, tune in. We got to get tuned in, y'all. We got to adjust the antennas. Our antennas need to be adjusted. We're on the wrong frequency. Come on. And so we got to get on the right frequency so we can hear his voice, and a stranger we won't follow. There are things that we are allowing to cause us to get out of the will of God. There are some things we are allowing to get us distracted. Yeah, distraction comes, but you have the authority to tell the distraction to behave. You have the authority to get it out of your way. Listen, there are some of us right now, we need to eliminate. We need to do a process of elimination of everything that ain't lining up. Come on. Well, sit down and look over your life. Everything that ain't lining up, you need to eliminate it. Get it out of the way. Because if you don't, it's going to stay there. You're going to have to be dealing with that thing day after day after day. But when you do a process of elimination, then it's out of the way. When you don't like your circle, when you don't like what things are going on around you, you have the authority to change your environment. Change your environment, right? So God has given us opportunities to get out and explore. He's given us opportunities, and he's taking you where he wants you to be. Some of you just don't want to accept it because we you know, sometimes people want to be so big, you know, and so they don't understand when if God take you out to the small. It's in the smaller where you'll get your most knowledge because people can teach you. It's because you're in a smaller group. You can learn more in a smaller group than you can in a group of a lot of numbers. We ain't going to even count the numbers. You understand what I'm saying? But when you're a smaller group, then they can help you break down stuff to you. But you don't, you want to be so big. You know what I'm saying? You want to be Hollywood. Come on here. You want to be Hollywood. That's what I call it, Hollywood. You want to be Hollywood. And in the Hollywood, you better, sometimes people get overlooked a lot of times. You get overlooked because there's no one there to help you. They're not trying to help you. They're only there for the, let me let that go because I'm about to get in trouble. But we bless the Lord tonight for his word. For he shall do a new thing in the earth, and he's doing it right now. So, Father, whatever it is that you're doing in this season, don't do it without us. Lord, show us, Lord God, our next Show us what we're to be doing. Father, help us to get this thing together, because how can we continue to walk around the mulberry bush and just continue to walk around and continue to walk around? Lord, help us to get out of the familiar places so that we can get in the comfortable places, so that we can get in the place that you have us to be. Lord, help us, oh God, to set our minds and get our minds focused on the things above, not trying to worry about so much of what's going on here, but let us focus on where we're headed. Father, I thank you tonight for these, your people that have assembled, oh God. Lord God, I thank you that you will speak a word into their hearts tonight. Lord God, I hope, oh God, that they would have gotten something out of this word, that you are doing a new thing even in them. You're doing a new thing even in them. You chose them. You included them. You are by Sandarabo Shandabase. Father, I thank you for your press tonight. Lord God, we appreciate all that you have done and all that you are doing and all that you're about to do. Y'all, it's in the press. It's in the press. It's in the press. It's in the press. How bad do you want what God has for you? Glory to God. Do you? If it means giving up some things, give it up. Let it go. Hallelujah. We got to all let go of some people, places, and things. Places, that are familiar to you, that caused you to be in the bad shape that you were in, that God brought you out of. You ain't got no business going back there. The only way you go back to those old dirty, dark places or is if you're going to deliver somebody up out of there. You have no business revisiting places that God brought you out of. You have no business with people in your life. If God have eliminated them out of your life, if God have brought you away from them, if God have severed the ties, why you keep picking that back up your past, people that were in your past? Stop allowing these exes to come in your life. They can't keep running in and out of your life. Now that it's Christmas, now that it's the holidays, they coming in and coming out, coming in and coming out. Y'all got to stop letting folks keep you in a shape that was not designated by God for you. Stop allowing people to take you places that was not designed for you. Come on here. You got to be where God is. You should want to be where God is. Your desire should be where God is. Your heart should want to be where God is. Wherever he is, that's where I want to be. Hallelujah. You got to let go, my God, of things that holds you hostage to your past. You got to let go of your nasty attitudes. You got to let go of your whatever you're doing that's against the will of God. You got to let it go. Hallelujah. For those of you that are too afraid to praise God in front of people, you too scared they're going to call you holier than thou, well, then you need to let that go. Because one thing for sure, you ought to be able to get your praise on anytime you feel the unction of the Holy Ghost. Anytime you think about the things that God brought you out of. Anytime you think about what God is doing for you right now. Anytime you think about how he's healing your body, how he's making you whole, how he's making the blind to see, the lame to walk, the deaf to talk. You ought to be glad to give God some praise. So we thank you all tonight for tuning in. Amen. 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 We're closing the paperback Bible. Hallelujah. Glory to God. At this time, Dr. Kim and Kim, let's open up these phone lines. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. And let us go to the phone lines right now. Listen, I want you to give us your name, your city, your state. Amen. Let us know where you're chiming in from. If you have a prayer request, we ask that you go ahead and give it tonight. Amen. And once the person finished, then the next, let us be courteous and mute your phones if you have any background noise. Amen. 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 Good evening, caller. You're on the air.
Good evening, Apostle Dr. Sylvia Hanna. This is Minister Rakita from Mount Vernon, Alabama. How are you tonight?
I am well, woman of God. How are you tonight?
I am blessed and highly favored. I enjoy
bless
your
you.
Word on tonight.
God bless you. God bless you. And yes, you are blessed and highly favored. Amen. Hallelujah. You got a prayer request tonight, woman of God?
No, just continue to pray for my family.
Amen. All is well. And we are doing just that. All is well. All is well. All is well. That should be your confession.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I want you to confess that every day to January 1st. All is well.
Amen.
And watch what God does. Watch what he does. All is well. Well, girl, what you think about it? All is well, honey. All is well.
Way
that's it. That's it. Now, listen, don't see, because see, people are trying to make you say some things that'll get you, you know, in trouble. They say, all is well. Mm-hmm. You ain't got to let them know what you really feel about it, but all is well. It's well. Sure we. Glory to God. But you be encouraged, woman of God. We are yet praying for your mother, praying for her strength. Amen. Amen. In the name of Yeshua, we're praying that God will, whatever it is that try to attach itself to her, that it will loose and decease in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. And we're thanking God for total healing, total restoration in Jesus' name. So, woman of God, you be encouraged. Thanks again for joining me tonight. Amen. I'll talk to you soon. God bless you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Good evening, caller. You're on the air.
Good evening, now, Pastor Dr. Celia Hanna. This is Minister Emma from Brookhaven, Mississippi. How you doing this afternoon? And thank you for that special food.
Amen. I'm well, woman of God. How are you?
All is well in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Is there, you have any prayer requests tonight?
No, ma'am. I'm just glad to get on the line and support my spiritual mother.
Amen. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I want you to know this. The Lord said to tell you, to reiterate, that he has not forgotten your labor of love that you have shown towards his people. See, what we don't understand, sometimes we be going through sometimes and we just be feeling bad and low in spirit. We be feeling like, God, where you at? Where you at? You're taking a long time, God. But he said to remind you that he has not forgotten about your labor of love, the things that you've done for others and nobody else knew, the things that you, did behind closed doors to help other families, to feed people. You didn't ask for nothing. God said, I've not forgotten about your labor of love, hallelujah, that you have shown, you know, his people. So remember that God is paying attention to everything you do. Come on. And he just wants you to know he ain't forgot. He ain't forgot you.
Amen.
So you keep holding on. Amen.
Yes, ma'am.
Keep keeping
thank
on.
You for that. Yes, ma'am.
You're more amen. Than welcome. Have a good evening.
Yes, ma'am. God bless you. You have a good evening. And love you.
God, love you more. Good night. Hallelujah. Y'all don't know how good God is. Good evening, calling you on the air.
Good evening, Apostle Hunter. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm fine. Blessed to be in the land amongst the living.
Amen. Where are you chiming in from, woman of God?
Mobile, Alabama.
Amen. God bless you.
God bless you. Hallelujah.
Do you have a prayer request tonight?
Just keep me in your prayers and let the Lord lead you.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. So, Father, we pray for strength for the woman of God right now. Strengthen her body, God. Strengthen her mind tonight, God. Lord God, settle her mind, settle her heart, oh God. For you have, God wants your mind and heart settled. He knows all things. He ain't forgot you. He has not forgotten you. He's coming to see you through. He is coming to see you through. Amen. Sometimes, we have to sometimes repent of things, amen, that we allowed to happen, allowed to take place, that we really had authority over, but we allowed it to happen anyway. So God wants you to repent of those things and watch how things change. It's just all it is. It seems like there was a dropping of the ball, but the ball ain't dropped. Come on here. The ball ain't dropped. The ball is still in your court. All you need to do is repent and pick it up and keep going. You hear me? Repent, pick up the ball and keep going. And don't you stop till you get to the finish line. That is the word of the Lord for you tonight, woman of God. Be encouraged.
Thank you. I received the word. Be encouraged also.
I accept. God bless you. Good evening, caller. You on the air.
Hey, this is Ronnie calling from Houston, Texas.
Woo-woo! Houston in the house, H-Town. Praise the Lord, woman of God. Praise him. How's it going?
I'm good. I'm good. Just came back from one of my son's thing at his school, so we feeling good.
Amen.
I just want to say that just go ahead. If I don't have no prayers, but I just ask God to just watch over you, keep you safe.
Amen. Thank you. Hallelujah. That's so thoughtful. Amen. That's thoughtful. Thank you for being thoughtful. But guess what? Hallelujah. God is doing it for you. God is doing it for you. I want to tell you this. You know, we've been talking about business, you know, business, talk about business. And I hear you talk about business, and you just been asking God some things, and you know, you've been keeping it to yourself, but you're waiting on God. But I hear the Lord say that you shall start a home-based business, and when it shall spring forth, meaning that it shall spring forth and enlarge, you're going to have your own a warehouse. Because whatever the business you don't do, it's gonna take a warehouse. And God says, start it at home, and it's gonna spread abroad. That is the word of the Lord for you tonight. I want you to ponder on this word. Ponder on it in your heart. Thank the Lord for the word. I want you to cover the word. I want you to water the word, meaning that when I say cover, that means pray over it. Then water it. That means research everything that you want to do. Write it down. Write the vision. Make it plain. It's going to speak and not lie. Sometimes it may tear. It means you have to wait. But you go ahead and research. Do all of that. Amen. Mm-hmm. And then you'll see it manifest. But it's going to start in your home. I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm just telling you what I hear. That is the word of the Lord for you tonight. You understand?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
I know exactly.
I love you.
You
know exactly what I'm talking about. All right, then. Yes. So that's your answer. You got it tonight.
Yes.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I love you guys. Have a good night.
You too.
Amen. Hallelujah. Well, isn't God amazing? You know, isn't he just amazing how he allowed? He just a blesser. So that's all I can say. Oh, Lord, I'm just being in awe of what God does for his people. Good evening, caller. You're on the air.
Praise the Lord.
Praise him. How are you?
I'm doing all right, Dr. Sylvia Hunter. I really enjoy
what's going on?
I'm from Theodore, Alabama. My name is Tanya Ross. I enjoy your service. You have been imparting your wisdom and more wisdom. How are you doing in the family? I hope all is well.
Oh, he is well.
I'll pour his blessings upon you and your family. And your
I accept. God is just blowing my mind. Woman of God, he is increasing, enlarging our church family. He's enlarging all around. I'm just blowed about a lot of things. But what I will say, I saw a picture of you Sunday. I guess it took Sunday. And I saw the glow up. I saw you. I saw the smile. You know, God says he wants you to be happy. And I looked at the smile, and I said, Lord, that's beautiful. That was a beautiful picture. And he wants you to be happy. He wants you to be happy. It is your time to be happy. You watched everybody else be happy. You've even helped folks be happy. You know what I mean? Even in your sad time, even in you not having some things that you desire, you helped others to be happy. God said, now it's your time to be happy. Happy, 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 happy. Hallelujah. Amen. Laughter is good for the soul. It is good for the soul. And we thank the Lord tonight. Is there any prayer request, woman of God?
That God, I need some guidance when God answers my prayers. He's been dealing with me in visions and dreams. I want clarity on the visions that he's given.
Mm-hmm. Okay, amen. Listen, I hear the Lord say, make sure that every I's dotted, every T is crossed. Make sure you have written down the visions before you explain it to anybody. Write it down. Go back. You know, I know sometimes we can't go back to sleep and go back in it. But what I want you to do is take out the time to everything that he showed you, every detail. Every color of the window, the walls, the paint color, the flooring, the pictures on the wall, everything that you could see in the dreams, everything you could remember people saying or doing, write it down because that's the significance. You know, we can look at a picture and I could tell you a whole lot about that picture because I love looking at people's face. I say, send me a picture because that a picture tells me a whole lot. But when you're actually in the room, some things we miss and the main thing that we miss will be the most important thing that God is really trying to show us. So make sure you look at everything. Re-examine the room and what you saw in the vision and write it down. God is going to give you clarity. That's going to be, I see you going on a fast before the new year. I don't know, you know. I see you going on a fast, eating by Sanda the Boshanda, by seeing even in the fast, you're going to get more clarity. Woman of God, the Boshanda by Shaya, and the things that you're going through, it's for somebody. It's not only for somebody, it's a word. It is going to come. You're going to have some more visions, too. It's coming because there are some people God wants you to warn before their new year, because, see, our new year, we already in our new year. Before they had their new year, December, January, first, he wants you to get some warnings that's coming. There is some warnings that's coming, and you're going to have to relay it. You're going to have to give them the strong word. And God said, give it to them and keep it moving. You know, we got to understand how to, you know what we don't understand? This is how we should do as body of Christ. I hope everybody listening to me. You have to give a hard word. What we do is put space in the matter. We ain't person may not have taken it well. So what you do is get out of their way. You stay out of their way. Don't talk to them. Don't call them. I mean, you know, if you see them speak, but other than that, just stay out of the way. And then it's gonna blow over because either they gonna repent and get it right, or they ain't gonna repent, and you'll see what God was showing you. You're going to see it in the people if they don't, repent. So just prepare yourself for what you have to do. And it's okay. Some of it's going to be good and some of it ain't, because God is not playing. But he is still trying to get us right. He's still trying to send us warnings before destruction. I thank you for joining me tonight. Hope to see you soon, in one of ours, many things that we're doing. But you be encouraged, woman of God. Be strong and be bold and courageous in this hour, because God said he's going to use you to declare his words to the people. And this judgment. And so just get ready. Amen. Even with that smile, get ready for judgment in Jesus' name. So listen, y'all. It's been real. Dr. Kim and Kim, I love y'all over there at the Elations family. Listen, I got to go see y'all next Tuesday. The same bat time, same bat station. Y'all be blessed. Shalom.
Well, fellas, it's that time of year again, man. I'm so excited. Listen, let this happen for me. This was a tough year, but we're all here. So let's do a bit for everybody. Holiday season, baby. We're going to have some fun. Let's do this thing, man.
Let's do it big. From us to you.
It's time for us to spread some love, peace and holiday cheer. It's that season, special time of the year.
So go and grab your family, friends too. Let's celebrate the baby boy, the same in you. have.